Good day. Welcome to the Contracts for Biz podcast channel. Today we'll be unpacking
distribution agreements are agreements required in situations where goods are either manufactured or imported with the ultimate aim of selling these goods to the general public. Before the selling to the general public can occur, contractual arrangements need to be made in order to facilitate a smooth running process. I have with me Nicolene Schoeman-Lowe to quickly run through these agreements. So Nicolene, what is it that distribution agreements cover or regulate?
Well, as you've aptly put in your introduction, it's actually a beginning point in an in-destination type of agreement where there are lots of interceding aspects occurring between the point of departure and the ultimate point of delivery. So it usually starts with goods that are either manufactured or imported, and from there onwards you'll need transportation or the logistics side of things to perhaps store these goods in a warehouse and from there to transport them to the end user, customer, or even to a wholesaler. So it could be a range of different things taking part in this or happening in this chain of events. It could be logistics, it could be warehousing, it could be storage, packaging, or a combination of all these functions all rolled into one agreement.
So keeping this in mind, what should be considered when constructing these agreements?
Well, I think clarity is always key. So the supplier and the consumer in the context of the person importing or manufacturing being the consumer, and then the supplier being the person who will be dealing with everything else, or if it's multiple people, you'll need to segment who will be dealing with which aspect, or will one person be dealing with it, and would they have the right to subcontract to other suppliers to perhaps facilitate the logistics side or the storage or the packaging, or is it one person that could under their one umbrella do all of it? So I think clarity is key. You need to ensure the person you're intending to contract with can either supply all the services you need under their own roof, or if they are going to be subcontracting to someone else, that you are aware of who that person is and that reasonable steps are then being taken to mitigate risk. So furthermore, obviously the price needs to be negotiated and understood. Payment terms needs to be negotiated and clearly understood. Payment could happen, for example, on collection from either the manufacturing plant or from the importing harbor or railway, as the case may be, or a depot of some sort. So it's all about when the payment is triggered. Is it triggered at that point or only when it reaches its end destination, or are there other processes that will trigger the payment term? And then, of course, the issue of risk. If multiple parties are involved in this chain of events, one needs to assess the risk critically and potentially look at insuring the goods in order to protect yourself and your business should anything go wrong in this chain of events. Most importantly, we go back to the first comment, and that is clarity. We need to know what will be received, at what price, when do you need to pay, what are the risks, and how are we going to try and mitigate these risks.
Thank you for joining us today. For any further information about this legal document or product that we discussed today, please go to contractsforbiz.co.za. Or if you need the services of an attorney, go to schoemanlaw.co.za. We'll gladly assist.